The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hey everyone, just a quick note before we get started. If you don't follow us on social media, we have been running a contest for Down the Rabbit Hole's masks. We know that COVID is a real thing and we wanted to get some swag out there to y'all. So I want you to know that if you don't follow us, you can still email us in a request to join the contest. Just email over your favorite episode and we will let you know the winners. Thanks.
A missing person is a person who has vanished and is unconfirmed as alive or dead, as their location and fate are unknown.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Down the Rabbit Hole's podcast. I'm Melissa.
And I'm Amy. I can barely hold my laugh back because 2 seconds ago we just prepared to record and we got on FaceTime. Melissa goes, I don't even want to talk to you because I just want to start recording and tell you all the facts. And I was like, all right, nice to talk to you.
We start talking. And then I somehow will say something, and then you're like, don't tell me, don't tell me. So instead of that happening, I just said, I don't even want to talk to you. Let's just go.
And I get it 100%, so I appreciate it. And you and I are close enough where we seriously don't take offense to things like that at all.
Oh, no. I didn't mean I don't want to talk to you.
Of course you want to talk to me, but we've been talking all day. And I don't know if we've had the opportunity to do this. I'm just going to say this really fast because I think it's hilarious. Is I posted this on our Instagram feed, and it was something along the lines of I spent half a day editing an episode, which is pretty unusual for me unless there's some technical difficulties. And it's because I just kept like listening to myself talk and then coming up with more new questions, and then I would go down all these internet rabbit holes, and I told you about it, and then when you Q8'd it, you started doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So it doesn't end for us, guys.
It doesn't.
All right.
Okay. This case has been suggested to us, and it was suggested for me, and I was like, okay, I'll look at it, and I hadn't gotten around to look at it. And then when I did, I, like, read the description of him, and I was like, have I already done this case?
Oh, my goodness. That's funny.
Amy. Okay. I'm gonna dive in. I'm going to talk about Derek Seehausen. So Derek was born in November of 1987. There's not a whole lot about his younger years. He had a great family. He was super smart, and I'll tell you more about that. Super athletic, loved being outdoors, great family life. Everything seems to be like, go team, right?
Great.
Okay. I hope you're ready for this. I'm going to describe this man
boy.
To you.
Okay.
And you tell me who you think of in your head, okay? Derek was a fourth-year medical student at University of Southern California. He was outdoorsy, good-looking. Everyone liked him. He was super smart. Like, on the test to get into med school, he's tested in the 99th percentile. Okay? His friends say he was great. He's 6 feet tall. He's well-built. Brown hair. Hazel eyes. Who do you think about?
Brian. Ding, ding, ding.
Right. Okay. So, Derek is a work-hard, head-down type person. He has great friends, great family. Like, really doing it. One of the articles I read said he wanted to be an anesthesiologist. So we're just going to start because I This case has everything I like, which is video and pictures.
I feel like we haven't had that in a really long time, so...
Well, I mean, I hate it because I thought in the beginning of this I loved having that stuff. I don't, because I have a lot of questions.
Please. I can't believe something swayed
you. Are you ready?
But okay.
Are you ready?
No.
Okay. On the night of August 5th, 2014. Okay, so this is only like 6 years ago.
Right.
And I don't want to say only, but I mean like a world of cell phones and camera everywhere and things like that.
Yep.
At 9:30, between 9 and 9:30, Derek leaves a friend's house, and he's like, hey, I gotta get up early for work tomorrow morning between work and school. I'm just exhausted. I'm gonna head home. That, totally fine. I do want to mention he's wearing jeans and a blue t-shirt.
Okay.
Just...
When you tell me something, I know that it's important because you're noting it.
Okay, so the friend says goodnight. Derek heads home. Fantastic. Derek does not show up to work the next day and does not go to school the day after. So his friends are now alarmed, right? So they call the police.
Right. In med school, missing a day is like missing weeks and weeks. Like, right. It's no joke.
And this is his last semester. So friends call and police actually take it pretty seriously right away. And do interviews and searches and all the things. And it turns up nothing. Like, after he left his friend's house, no one heard from him. Except for some weird things start popping up. And I'm going to put them in chronological order. Okay?
All right.
So police did find 3 banking transactions, which I'll get into. So police start pulling, obviously, his financials. Then when they have transactions, they go pull the footage, right? Yeah. Now, the family hired a private investigator, and he actually lays this all out really well on his website. So I'll link that, too, in my source notes, but I'll go through it. Around 10:30-ish, Derek is seen in his car driving to a Vons, which is a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At 10:33... he goes to the ATM outside the Vons and withdraws $200 in cash.
Okay.
Now, friends and family both say this is weird because he doesn't carry cash ever. But if this is the weirdest thing they find out, then I'm okay with it because it's not.
Okay.
Derek's credit card is used in Vons and he buys milk and a box of cereal.
So he took out cash and then he used a card after.
Yes.
Okay.
We know Derek made it home after this because the cereal was found open on the counter. Like it would have been open and snacked on because the milk was unopened in his fridge.
Okay.
Also, his home computer reflected some edits in some Google Docs at 11:15 p.m.
Okay.
Now, they haven't said what these documents are. I don't think it's important. I think it just shows that he was on his computer.
Right. Okay.
And the milk was there. At 11:34 p.m., Derek shows up at a friend's apartment camera. And he's dropping off a set of keys. His friend had given him the keys in case he needed a change of scenery to study. Because his friend was out of town.
Yeah. Well, so, didn't he leave the original place he was because he needed to get home? He was tired?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Just making sure I'm hearing everything correctly.
Mm-hmm. There's video footage all over this apartment complex. And he went in, dropped keys off. So he had 2 sets of keys. He dropped one in the apartment and then one at the front desk. I'm assuming so he can lock the door behind him. Right?
All right.
Video footage shows him leaving at 11:42 p.m.
Very quick chain of events.
Yep.
Yep.
8 minutes. I mean, all he's doing is dropping off keys, so... Okay. Sure. 11:54 p.m., Derek uses his iPhone to send his friend $3,000. The friend had lent Derek $3,000 from medical school, and Derek was supposed to pay him back when he got his job after he graduated. But Derek paid him back now. And there's actually an interview with his family that basically says the next morning, the friend texted him and was basically like, what? What are you doing?
Hey.
So we know Derek must have gone home again because that phone used to send his payment, plus his iPad, his wallet, and his car keys were all in his apartment.
I actually did not expect that. Okay.
At 11:58 p.m., so 4 minutes after he sends the friend money, he is seen walking by traffic cameras on Alvarado Street. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, he's not carrying anything, but he's wearing a sweatshirt and two jackets. A sweatshirt and a jacket. Now, it's not cold. Now, when police went through his apartment, his cash, the $200, and his California license are not in his wallet. So police assume they were on his person when he left.
Kind of logical.
He's seen at 12:02 a.m. on 8/6/14 on the same street, walking northbound. The next traffic cam isn't for like 5 minutes, and he's not seen on that one.
Right. So based on where he was on the street, they anticipated he would have made it 5 minutes later to the next cam.
Yes, and he's never seen again.
So within 5 minutes, that 5 minute window, something happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, there are credible tips that Derek has been seen a month later in San Diego, and other tips have been seen, like, over the years. Okay?
All right.
Police are investigating it as if he's alive.
Fair.
And that's literally the whole story.
Is there anything about the investigation?
Only that police and the PI have both done this, like, dug in so hard. And no one has anything negative to say except for, actually, no. And what the investigation has shown is there's no evidence of foul play, but the chain of events is bizarre.
Sure.
But there's no evidence of anything else.
And you would have mentioned it, I'm sure, but he wasn't having any mental health issues that we know of.
Nope.
Stress.
Nope.
Okay.
Okay, so the one thing that I'll point out is he's super outdoorsy. And also, their dad would disappear for weeks at a time. So all that they say is his brother made a statement on the website helpfindderek.com and said their dad had once disappeared in the wilderness for several weeks.
Okay.
So this isn't...
It felt very familiar.
Almost, sure. But it's been a lot longer than several weeks. So
okay,
that's sort of it.
And when was he actually reported missing? The next day?
2 days. I think 2 days after. There's not a whole lot of clarity on that part of it.
Because I can't see school doing much, but an employer would call, for example, a family member and say, hey, someone's supposed to be here working?
Maybe once. I think about, perfect example. Obviously, you guys know I had emergency surgery a few weeks ago. I texted my boss at like 7 in the morning and was like, I'm doing the surgery in like 15 minutes. I'm not obviously not coming to work. I'll text you after. I texted her at like 6:30. When she texted me back, she obviously was like, you know, good luck and all those things. And then when we talked about it, she was like, Melissa, you could have just called me after or the next day. I wouldn't have, like, thought you were just, you know, not showing up. But part of me wonders if that's how it goes as an adult. You know, like, if you can get by a day with missing work.
True, yes. In this particular circumstance, with his career as a doctor, I don't know. I don't think so.
And now there is a lot of speculation about bus footage or bus routes. Now, Derek had a car,
mm-hmm.
So you have to assume that he then wanted to get on a bus. But They reviewed footage from the buses that were in the area. The video footage on the buses is erased every 3 days.
Okay.
So by the time they got to the buses, there was no footage. Now, however, there's no evidence on his computer, his iPad, his phone, anything, that he ever even Googled a bus schedule.
Yeah. Did he have a, and I apologize if you said this, did he have a girlfriend or anything like that, or
nothing,
a boyfriend?
Nothing is mentioned about it. And I'll tell you, like, there's two websites, Help Find Derek and Martin PI, that have, like, deep dives on it because they're his family and then the private investigator.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, there's not a whole lot. Like, sure, there are Reddit threads left and right, but we don't use those as fact.
Did he have a best friend?
It sounds like he did, and they don't know what happened.
Well, I have a feeling about some what the theories might be, but you tell me what are the top theories.
Sure, there's only three.
Okay.
There's die by suicide.
Mm-hmm.
There's he left his life.
Yep.
Which is, I'm not going to lie to you, the leading theory. And foul play.
Okay. So, died by suicide.
It's possible. He went, gave back keys. He paid back money. They're all signs of
tying up loose ends.
Leaving. Right. But that could also be leaving his life.
Yes. I also have the problem with he got far enough to hide his body really well. And what might have been his means?
Well, I mean, he was super outdoorsy. So there's speculation that he could have, like, hiked out into the woods to die by suicide somewhere.
And how far would that have been from where he lived?
I mean, if he got on a bus, we don't know.
Let's say he didn't get on a bus. Is it a walking distance?
No.
Okay.
No. But there was, like I said, there were sightings a month later in San Diego.
So why would you take $200 out? That tells me that it's in case I need it for later, like if I need gas or something. Why would you take out $200 in cash to go die with it?
I would agree with you. And that's sort of why I'm stuck on the... I'm going to be straight up with you. Like, guys, your parents are going to kill me for saying this. Don't go to medical school, because this is the third person I've covered that's been in medical school that I think left their life.
You are absolutely right. There's no question that it's stressful, but I would like to hear just firsthand from someone that has gone to medical school and can talk about that.
And didn't leave your life.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, there's the stress of medical school caused a psychotic break. There's his family thinks he's alive. I'll flat out tell you that. Like, his family, like his, on the PI's page, and I'll read it. Okay, the PI wrote, I think if you spoke to 100 of the top investigators on the planet, 99 of them would tell you Derek is deceased. Their argument is simple and straightforward. Derek is smart. There's no doubt he could have accomplished dying by suicide and determined how to hide his own body at the same time.
Hmm.
And every day, every month, and every year that goes by, their conclusions bear more credibility. However, I am the one out of 100 that believes Derek is still alive.
And we just covered someone who left their life at, what, 15?
Mm-hmm.
And
for years.
Stayed that way for years. And the important takeaway from that was that this person just was in over their head.
And just so you guys know, that's a VIP Patreon bonus. So don't go back and look at our feed. If you're not a Patreon, you're not going to have access to that one.
Right. Sometimes people don't hold whatever made them leave in the first place near and dear, but it becomes a different reason after a while. So that's a possibility.
And I'll say he was in super good shape. Like, he came in fifth place in an Ironman.
Uh-huh.
Which is a 112-mile bike ride, 2.5-mile swim, and a marathon.
Right. Yeah, you know, I'm thinking this guy has worked his tail off. And he had to have known or had some inkling that he wanted to be a doctor, like, upon finishing high school and going to college. So this guy is setting goals all the time and working really hard to accomplish these goals, and he's nearing the end of school. That might be a really tough time for him. And I don't know if it means leaving your life or dying by suicide, but I have to wonder what that did to him. Like, did he have other goals? Was it a crisis for him to not know what was next?
I was just going to say, when you're living the what's next, what's next, what's next, and suddenly you're not.
Yes, and I had a bout of that myself when I finished my master's program.
Yeah, no, I understand.
I mean, that could go either way. Like, I just need to throw all this away and start new, because I don't even know at the end of this if this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. Or it was enough to really depress him and make him feel hopeless.
So this website is a link off what his family has posted. And if you look, I mean, every photo, every surveillance photo of him looks, I mean, first of all, they're grainy. I don't know how they knew it was him. But, I mean, they look normal. He doesn't look distressed. He doesn't look like something is, like, hugely wrong. He's not panicking.
Yeah, I agree with you. But I don't know what a leaving your life face looks like.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. So let me ask you, what do you think is, like, just off your gut, like, what do you think? Because you are very much like me and don't necessarily think people leave their lives.
Well, before that, why are we writing off foul play, like random violence?
You know, that's a good question. I think because there's no evidence of it, people are willing to just write it off because there's no evidence of it. But I think that because there's no evidence of it doesn't mean it's not true. There's no evidence of suicide, and we're saying that's not likely.
Yeah.
And people get robbed for a lot less than $200.
It's true. Did Derek's friends or family say that he always had his phone on him?
There's no, like, specific, like, if you're thinking, like, Amy Fitzgerald, where the family was, like, where her friends were, like, you always saw her on her phone. There's none of that. But being a medical student and working in a residency, I think he did carry his phone on him regularly.
So it was very unusual for him to leave all of that stuff behind.
Yes.
Even if I thought it was foul play or dying by suicide, that $200 withdrawal is unusual to me. Not because of why the family thinks, like, he never does that, he never carries cash. I mean, there are times when I, who traditionally doesn't carry cash, go to the ATM and take out a lump sum of money because I have a weekend coming up and I'm just going to be too busy. There could be so many reasons. So it would be rare for me to do that, but it wouldn't be like an unusual thing, I think.
Well, and I agree with you. I just went to the ATM. I went to the ATM last week to take out cash for our vacation next week. Just so I had the cash like here in my wallet, you know? So if someone was like, oh, check out cash on a random Tuesday, I did.
Right.
It's still sitting in my house.
Right.
But I did.
I can't figure out the purpose of doing that. And he didn't leave it at home. It's on him.
Why take his ID with him, too? And why go buy milk and cereal?
I think that's just kind of a bachelor thing to do.
But were you not planning on coming? Were you planning on coming back and finishing it? Like, he didn't open the milk.
Who's to say he didn't have a leftover carton that he finished off?
I mean, maybe.
I imagine they would have found that in the trash or something.
Right. There's no indication of bowls either being used.
Okay, so
And I'll tell you this. If he made himself a bowl of cereal at 11 p.m. and washed the dishes after and dried them and put them away, I will be super impressed.
I wouldn't even do that at 11:30.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't do that at 4:30.
Fair. So
I might put them in the dishwasher, but that's about it.
So, yes, these behaviors don't make sense. And
that's what I mean.
He has a car.
Right. So where are you walking?
And I get that he's athletic, but still at 11:30 at night, you probably would take your car to go somewhere for safety.
Unless he's like, okay, and my attitude, too, is like, okay, let's say he is like, you know what? I'm out. done. Leave my car, leave my phone, let me take my ID.
My only thought goes to maybe he was purchasing something, but that would be an unusual time to do it.
Purchasing what with his ID?
Like car, I guess I don't know. I don't know.
And you don't want your wallet?
Yeah, I have no.
That he left his wallet and took his ID. Like, was he going to the casino and he needed, was he going to, the strip club and just needed cash and a license to get in?
I mean, that's not a bad theory.
I was joking, but I mean.
No, it's.
Casinos and strip clubs are the only places you need cash and your ID.
It's legit a good theory. Why would you want to take your whole wallet? Like, you probably want as little on you as possible.
Oh, I mean, if you're talking to me, if my husband and I go to the casino, I literally only bring my phone, though. My phone and my license in. And that's all I bring in because he has his wallet on him, which is smaller than, like, my wallet, right? Because I have, like, a woman's wallet with, like, a bunch of stuff in it. So
I wonder if he had the Find My iPhone app.
If he did, his phone's at home.
I know. But let's say that crazy theory that you didn't even realize was a theory is valid. And let's say I share locations with not just my family, but some of my friends. And what if he didn't want to bring his phone and he wanted it to look like he was at home? He didn't want to be judged for going to the strip club or something. And
he's a 20-something-year-old guy, like a 26-year-old guy. Who's going to judge him for going to a
Maybe it wasn't so much strip club. Maybe it was more like I told people I needed to be home to go to work. So I basically don't want people to.
Just shut off your location then and bring your phone with you for an emergency.
No, you're right. That was a reach, but I needed to talk that out.
Yeah, I mean, my logic would be shut off my location and that's that.
Right. Thought we might be on something there.
Yeah, I mean, it just, nothing in it makes sense to me because if I can get behind the leaving your life thing, which I could, right? That's where I'm probably going to land. But why take your ID with you?
Maybe to use the ID photo?
For what?
Melissa, I'm reaching here.
Okay, and let's say he went to die by suicide. Why do you need $200?
Right, and your ID, actually. Well, no,
ID
that makes a little
because
sense.
You could have your ID because you want your body to be identified if they ever find it, I guess.
But then why would you hide so well?
Why go hide somewhere? Jinx.
Right.
I agree. So, no?
So he's walking down the street. Something happens within 5 minutes between two traffic cams. So they.
One listed at 5 minutes, one listed at 7 minutes. So, either way.
So they could logically conclude that he, instead of continuing straight, for example, onto the next traffic cam, he took a left or a right? Were they able to kind of conclude which way he possibly could have detoured?
So, according to his family, they pulled security footage with everywhere within a half a mile radius of the last one, and no one has seen him again.
That freaks me out.
Maybe, Amy, your dream has come true. And we can finally say it's a UFO.
That's what it seems like, right?
And maybe it's the same one that got Brian Schaefer.
This is incredible.
Right? It's the same one. So whatever planet they're living on together, maybe they're starting a planet of male doctors. And that's where they are.
That's how you feel, huh, Melissa? Like, this is that infuriating.
I mean, yes, I feel like this is that infuriating. No, I don't believe that. I do not think they're on another planet starting a planet of male doctors. No, but I don't know what else to think. This is infuriating to me. And I love that Amy has stopped looking at me. So we FaceTime, right? And we do it because we can catch social cues and we can, if we're saying something, we can make a look at each other. And our conversation flows more naturally. Amy has not looked at me for the last 10 minutes because she's poring over these photos and map.
Yes.
Trying to solve the crime herself.
The two jackets is conspicuous because that does make me feel like you're going for a long walk, possibly out into the middle of nowhere. Right? I mean, that doesn't explain the cash. Could he have taken the $200? Because maybe he didn't want to do either of these things. Maybe he just wanted to get away. And he took out $200 so that he could buy food or apply or things that would help him survive in the woods for a couple of days.
But then why not bring the cereal?
That's a good point.
Like, you could survive off cereal, right? So, like, and why not pack a bag? And talk to me about the sighting a month later in San Diego.
Well, I remember you saying that it was credible.
And everyone reports it as credible. And
where was it? Like, is there anything more?
And just for, like, some sort of perspective, San Diego from USC Medical School is about 120 miles or about 2 hours by car. If you walked, it's, well, I don't know how Google Maps knows this because it's one day and it's basically 44 hours to walk, but that's assuming you don't stop. So, and I mean, I guess if he goes hiking and he's in good shape, it could be, but, and I mean, and I'll link this out to you guys, but the layout of his desk, I mean, look at that. It looks like he just, like, got up from his desk and went to go run an errand. His phone's plugged in and charging.
Yeah.
Why are you going to charge your phone if you're not coming back? Who cares if it's dead?
So why did you say strip club and not bar?
I think because of the cash factor. Like, when you're going to a bar, bars most take cards. Especially in 2014.
The other problem with that, too, is at least one patron would have said they saw him.
So
maybe.
Well, think about, like, Bryce LaPisa.
You're so good at reminding us of these things.
I want you guys to know that Amy has completely paused recording the episode, and now she's on Google Maps trying to figure out the route he would walk. This is why only one of us deep dives and the other one's supposed to listen.
I'm stuck because this... I'm thinking he could have went into a bar, but I feel like there would have been a witness or a transaction or someone remembered him paying in cash.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Of the three theories, are you comfortable ruling any out?
No, actually. Do you feel as if you can do that?
No. I would say, if you asked me to put percentages on it, I would say 50% chance he left his life, 30% chance died by suicide, 20% chance of foul play.
I just don't believe that there's enough information at all.
Well, this is what we have, Amy.
I'm saying enough information, like, in the sense that he's...
Amy can't record our next episode because she's going to be flying to Los Angeles to ask the LAPD for their missing persons file.
He just... private. He seems private. Low-key.
But they had access to his phone and his iPad and his Google Docs, and there's nothing alarming to anyone.
Okay. Why $200? Why the ID? At 11:30 midnight or so, on a night you're supposed to work. No drug history. No indication
None.
Of mental
health. Speculation that, like, maybe there were drugs involved or he stole them from the hospital and all that. There's nothing to say that has any sort of weight to it at all. Not one person has ever come forward and even said, like, I smoked weed with him. And I went through his Reddit thread. And I look through Reddit threads more for that type of thing. Like, people throw their stories out there and be like, well, one time at this party, this happened. And there's none of even that.
Fair. There is a waterway. I don't know exactly how far it would be from his path. Did they search this waterway?
I don't know.
The Los Angeles River?
There is speculation, though, that... Well, there's actually two things that I want to bring up. One is that he skipped town and went to Mexico and San Diego is on the way to Mexico. And another one is like maybe he witnessed something and he had to run because of that. And my response to that is, I don't think so. And here's why. Everything else leading up to it says there was something going on.
Tell me more about that.
Well, the taking out the cash, the leaving your phone, your keys at home, all of that says to me that there was something happening more than just he went for a midnight walk and witnessed something.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, he had plantar fasciitis, and people will say that, like, maybe he died by suicide because he was in pain. Well, that's a pretty treatable condition. And I'm not mocking it. I'm not saying anything. It's just not something as dramatic, you know? And I'm not saying anyone that has it isn't in pain. They may be. I just have a hard time jumping from that to dying by suicide.
Right.
And his family believes the sighting on September 10th is him.
But also police or the detective does as well, right?
Police and detectives, all they'll say is they're investigating this as if he's still alive. But we heard that same sentence in A Should Agree.
Yeah, that is true.
So I just want to say, Leslie and Sarah, for both of you to submit this case, I'd love to know what you think, because I am at a loss.
I am too. I can't stop going over the pictures and the maps. And
I know you haven't looked at me one time.
My apologies to you.
I'm not really.
Offended. I know.
I just know that means you're into it because you're literally poring over these things. Okay, so I don't think you're going to solve the case tonight. So I'm going to ask you to give your final thoughts, and then we're going to open it up for everyone else.
Sorry.
Because Amy will sit here for the next 6 hours in silence and just throw random facts at me occasionally.
You're not wrong.
I know.
I'm very confused. I don't have a strong feeling about any of these theories. Nothing weighs more than the other.
Really? So for you, they're like 33 and a third, 33 and a third, 33 and a third?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's...
You know, we usually say, I don't know, but we have a feeling.
I don't.
And we just have...
I don't. It doesn't make any sense. And I'm stressed out about it.
Well, don't be stressed.
Was he religious?
There's no mention of it.
Okay. Well, that's it, Melissa. I just don't know. And I need someone to tell me any theory that they have, like, a strong feeling about to sway me in a direction. Because I actually feel really uncomfortable leaving off on a case like this.
Yeah, I truthfully, when I started reading, I was like, oh, okay, this one will be, like, super easy to dig into. And then as I'm reading, I'm like, well, there's nothing. It's very much like the Jenna case where, like, nothing makes sense with everything else.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like we have one outlier.
You're absolutely right. Was there gang activity in any of these regions?
I mean, this is in L.A., so...
Okay. Oh, boy.
You want to throw sex traffic in there, too, just because we can't throw anything else in?
I mean, no. That he doesn't fit. So okay, yes.
Look at that. We eliminated a theory. And guys, I know I've been joking for the last 10 minutes or so, but it's because I'm literally watching Amy dig into this, and I can see her wheels spinning. And I've been doing this for days. I told her 3 days ago, I can't wait to tell you what my next case. And I had to hang up because I was like, I can't keep talking because I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah, and once you start, you can't stop. It's almost like word vomit. So I'll wrap it up so you guys don't have to sit for the next few hours in complete silence listening to a recording.
All right, guys, have a great week, and we'll see you next week with a whole new case.
Yes, thanks, guys. Bye. more information about this case and other cases we've covered, visit our website at www.downtherabbitholespodcast.com.
Follow us and interact with us on social media. On Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, we are Down the Rabbit Holes Podcast. You can also reach out to us via email at theories@downtherabbitholespodcast.com.
Down the Rabbit Holes Podcast is a 2002 production written, hosted, and developed by Amy Lamar and Melissa Benitez. Music by Kevin Wyman. Audio production by Amy Lamar.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.